Shonda Rhimes. Shonda Rhimes, yes. Today's episode is going to be about my love of her and how she has influenced me as a Black writer. So as per usual, I was late to the game. Grey's Anatomy came out, but I didn't watch it, but I heard about it because my older siblings loved it. But around that time, I was mentally and emotionally against anything romantic. I hated rom-coms. I hated any show that had to do about who was effing who was in love with who but couldn't be with them, who was in a divorce, who was in an affair, who was pining for so-and-so, who was going through a breakup. Hated it. Boring. It just drove me crazy. I liked the meat and bones of what they were trying to solve, what they were trying to figure out around that time, not the relationships. So around that time, I was watching House because it wasn't about who House was effing until later on in the seasons. It was more so about the terminology of the hospitals, the weird dynamic and relationship he had with them that were non-romantic until later on. And still to this day, I do really like House, but I haven't watched it in many, many years. My favorite show around that time was Supernatural because it was about my favorite topic. I love anything that has to do with angels and demons. Anything that's fantasy, I love it. You know, I notice, unless I might have missed it, Supernatural never had anything about aliens, I don't think. I gave up, like, after season 10. I was like, I can't keep watching. I'm a very loyal watcher. If I like something, even if it starts going off the rails, I'll keep watching because I'm, like, dedicated to it. But I couldn't keep it up. And then I saw these younger girls being obsessed with it. I was like, oh my God, I am old. I think it had 17 seasons. Anyway, this is not about Supernatural. But that's what I was watching around that time. And then when I came to Canada, my roommate came out of her room one day, bawling her eyes out. And I said, what's wrong? She's like, I just watched the finale of Grey's Anatomy. So-and-so died. It was so beautiful. And I was like, oh, well, if she's so emotionally upset about this, maybe I should watch it. But I still didn't watch around that time. So I had heard about Shonda Rhimes, I'd heard about Grey's Anatomy, but I hadn't really put a lot of time and attention into it. Then I was watching one of Mindy Kaling's show. What was it called? I don't remember. But was it The Mindy Project? I think that's what it was called. I was watching an episode and they were talking about Shonda Rhimes and she was on it. And that was the first time I put the face to the name. And I was like, oh, she's Black. And I think I had known about that before, but I'd forgotten about it. So I was like, oh, she's interesting. I'm going to pay more attention to her. And then later on, Scandal came out. So I love complexities. I love when someone puts a Black woman in a role that she's never been in before, and it's not a slave, she's not some warrior. Those were the most common things, all the way victim or all the way beast. And I wanted the nuances, the in-betweens, the complexities. And so even though it was about relationships, I found the stories, the cases, the mystery, the dynamic, I found that enthralling. Still love Scandal. Yes, there was a lot of whiny backlash from people who didn't really get what she was doing. But I loved it. I loved Huck. Didn't care for the redhead that much, or Gwen, anyway. But I did love, oh no, I forgot her name, her real name, but right now my brain is just saying Mrs. Pope. Olivia Pope was the character. So after Scandal, I started paying more attention to what she was doing. I took her masterclass on masterclass.com. definitely interesting. Learned a lot. I watched some things on YouTube about the power of yes and also the power of no. Her saying no is a full sentence. And just really becoming endeared to her because she reminded me of me. Her previous social awkwardness. The desire to just have kids. Didn't really care that much about the partner, so she adopted. Her ability to leave Disney, I thought that was a beast move. And then she went to Netflix. I was just flabbergasted by $100 million being given to her. And she hasn't disappointed. She's done a brilliant job. And this leads me to Bridgerton. That was something I kept seeing when I would meditate, when I would dream. And when I say what I kept seeing was basically Black people in that time period, not being the servants, not being the slaves, not being the help, but actually being the ones in charge. And so it had been something I'd been thinking about for over a decade, and then there it was. Bridgerton was one of the best shows I've ever seen, and I don't like romance, but I loved it with this. Also, I'm older, so I've gotten through a lot of my issues around romance and love and relationships, but it was just so beautifully done. The characters that I didn't really like that much in the first season, I actually begin to fall in love with in the second season. And that's what I love about her writing. She surpasses your biases, your limiting beliefs, your gut reactions to people, and then shares more about them that endears them to you. I love it. And of course, Reggae Jean Page was just brilliant. He was so amazing in it. Growing up, I feel like I was forced to watch some of those shows, like, was it Swan Lake? Pride and Prejudice, and then Jane Eyre. I hated it, but one of my other siblings loved it. But it burrowed and bored into my veins. I just hated it. But now I love it. So I don't have my list of all the things I learned from her masterclass, but I really like seeing the behind the scenes, her cadence, how she talked, how other people translated, like the actors translated her words. It just was very interesting. And then I signed up for Shondaland, and I get the emails and I check out her website and see what they're doing. But the next show that's coming out, I think it's Queen Charlotte. That really excites me. And I had no idea that there was a bit of truth to this. Like the actual Queen Charlotte, some people thought that she was actually half Black or partially Black. I had no idea about that. There was something I was going to say that just went out of my head about her. I'm hoping it comes back to me. It will. It'll come back. But it's completely out of my head right now. This is why I should start writing notes. Oh, it's back. So one of the main things that stood out to me that Shonda Rhimes said was that she wrote every season planning for it to be the final season. And that is why I think Grey's Anatomy is still around. Every season is so jam-packed full of content and closure that people want to go on that journey again. One of the main things I hate about shows nowadays is they stretch one concept out way too long to fill up a season. And I don't think it should. Like, I fast forward nowadays because I'm not going to sit there and watch things that I feel are just time fillers. Speaking of which, I recently watched, oh God, what was it called? I have to Google it. Oh yes. House of the Dragon. I feel like they stretched it out too much with him dying. And I know they like jumped so many times, like timeline jumps, but I got to the point where I was like, oh my God, get to the point. So this is something I struggle with in my own writing because people are like, get right into it. Oh, but we don't care about the character, so give more about them. So I do want a backstory, but I want things to progress in such a way where each episode is interesting. So I have started watching Grey's Anatomy. I started watching, I think, in 2018. I know, very late to the game. And it was because I saw a trailer and there was an Asian guy in it. And there was like gay people and I was like, oh yes, now I'm interested. If something's just heterosexual, it bores me. So I liked that. I liked that it was a diverse cast. I liked that certain people were leaving and they're bringing in new people so then I could catch up with their story. So, excuse me, the newest season is out and I have been watching each episode so far. It's season 19. I've only watched some episodes here and there with the previous seasons and I'm not going to start from the end and 19 years. No, I'm not going to be able to do that. And I know some people like to binge and binge and binge and binge. I don't have the patience for that. So yes, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm looking forward to Queen Charlotte. Let me just go to her IMDb really quickly and see if I'm forgetting anything else that she made. And I'm looking forward to Bridgerton 3. Oh yes, I will be watching. Inventing Anna, I never saw. I have to be in the right mental state. Oh, it's coming back to me. How to Get Away with Murder. That was something I wanted to watch. I haven't gotten a chance to watch yet, but I plan to binge it. Private Practice. I watched some of those episodes. And I just like her mission to, I think she said she would tell her friends that she was going to take over the world through taking over media. And that's what she's been doing. And I just think it's amazing. So yeah, I love hearing about her actual life and her story. I love seeing how much of an impact she's made in the industry. I love learning. I love just witnessing her triumphs and I love consuming her content. She's a very interesting woman. She's fascinating. And to be honest, if I am able to break into the industry, it'll be because of her partly. I have so much appreciation for those who have paved the way. Whoopi, Oprah, and so many others. And she's one of them. And we need more of us. Yes, we have Issa Rae now. Yes, we have Lena Waithe. But we need more. And my hang-up with what's being put out there is that none of them are fantasy writers. In the sense of like, I don't know, water nymphs and gargoyles, but I am. None of them are really... Lena Waithe does tell horror and thrillers, but none of them are really sci-fi writers. I haven't seen anything that Issa has done about sci-fi, and I don't think Lena has either, but that's what I write. So I would like to put my voice out there to give more supernatural thrillers that are black, more multicultural and gender diverse stories that are about sci-fi, more fantasy. I really do want to write the water nymph about an au pair who meets a non-binary water nymph. It was a dream I had, and I'd like to eventually be able to write it out. Most of all, my stories are dreams. I barely ever dream of me. It's always somebody else, some other world, seeing and living through their eyes. So anyway, thank you, Shonda Rhimes, for being you. Thank you for putting your voice out there and never giving up. Thank you for ignoring the haters. thank you for doing things on your term, on your terms, because it gives us all permission to do the same. So maybe in the next 17 years, I might be where you are. And I'll have, of course, the utmost respect and gratitude for all that made it possible. There's nothing more that comes to my mind that I want to say right now. I'm sure there's other things that I forgot that have also influenced me. But for now, that's enough. I feel content.